Here they are again. Two fat people who need help. Cliff and Kendall. Bills to pay, die. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. Where we can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that ding-a-ring. And occasionally we sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all the friends are here and ready to go.
We're talking clowns.
Hello!
Hello.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. But at least we're outside and it didn't get caught in the inside.
Where it's nice and muggy.
It is awfully muggy.
I traded the hot breath of your belches for the hot humidity of outside here in Busheltown.
Hot humidity.
Hot humidity. The three H's.
It's what Busheltown is known for.
It's on the sign.
It's three H's.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, this is Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. It's an internet talk show / radio filler program on KBSH. That's Rye 99.
Rye
99.
In Busheltown.
That's where we are.
We're right outside the studio.
We are. I'm sure everybody's like, why the hell are they outside? And what is all these noises and all these mosquitoes buzzing around us? I'll take care of my own mosquitoes, Cliff.
No, I was just slapping you in the face because I thought you needed it.
Oh, well, I did.
I was reenacting that great moment from Moonstruck. I was about to say, snap out of it!
Well, I did. Okay. It has been a rough week. I did deserve it, Cliff. I've been through a rough little patch in my life here.
It's been a rough patch. Your rough patches. It's a rough patch Charles the Contractor is mowing over.
He is. That's right, all these mowing sounds are. I guess we should just say while we're outside of the studio, we did get locked out of the studio, and we're out here, and Charles, of course, will not stop cutting grass, regardless, and Mr. Snobbum said the show must go on.
No.
I think he did that on purpose.
Damn it. But yeah, they're trying to call Crockpot to get our extra keys going here.
Oh, God.
Why did I bring so many carbonated drinks outside?
I don't know. We had a recorder in your trunk and like 12 cases of carbonated soda.
And luckily, we have this extra, you know, portable soundboard and everything. But we're out here. We're doing the show. We're not going to let just being locked out stop us. It's really a lesson in fortitude.
It is. And speaking of fortitude, Cliff.
Yeah.
So what happened this last week? Mr. Snodbot.
Yes, I want to tell you how sorry I am for this rough patch you've been going through,
Barry. Please hold on, dear. I'm sorry, dear. I was running behind you.
Oh, dear. I was telling Kendall about how we've been praying for him every night.
Oh, dear. I had a candle vigil for you, dear. I had a candle burning every night, dear.
It was beautiful.
Well, thank you so much.
Set off our smoke alarm many times, awakening Funky in the night, but well worth it, dear.
Well, I really do appreciate it. I was just about to tell everybody what happened.
He was just about to go into the rough patch.
Oh, well, good, dear. Well, I always think it's very important. If you're stuck outside, you should be doing something important. I know you guys are recording the show, but I'm going to go over here and prune these bushes here.
Oh, dear. I'll help you, dear. I believe this outside fresh air is doing wonders for my bowels.
Oh, good, dear. Did you add my gloves in the trunk? Well, as they go off to prune...
If they're not eating prunes, they're pruning.
I was just thinking there's some joke with prunes in there.
Or they're all pruned up from a long sit in the bathtub.
All kind of prunes.
Yeah.
And I'm just a prude. So this last week, I had a little bit too much to drink, Cliff.
And you?
I know. Surprise, surprise.
Not you.
No, not me. No, of course, it was me. And I was checking out at the Blops Bush Food and More. And I happened to take the shopping cart with me, and I went over to the Antique Chandelier Museum for whatever unknown, ungodly reason.
Well, it's right next door.
Well, maybe I was confused, but
it's
went in there.
It's the same strip there next to the Food and More.
Yeah, and
Snooty Food and More down the south, Bushdown suburbs, got all the organic produce.
Not that Snooty Food and More.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I went into the Chandelier Museum, and I made a huge mess in there.
How many antique chandeliers did you shopping cart over?
I lost count. So I had to spend a couple nights in the Busheltown lockup downtown, and it was quite the experience.
Send me a letter. Send it by mail.
I felt like Johnny Cash.
Send it in care of the Busheltown jail.
I felt like Johnny Cash serving time in Folsom.
Now, did you take that harmonica that I gave you?
I did.
And did people just love it? Did they sing across the bars like they do in the movies?
No. In fact, they told me to shut the hell up.
Oh, my God.
It was not the most friendly of places. There was somebody in there that had heard our show.
Really?
Yes. They had snuck in this radio, and they said it's the only thing on at 4 a.m. that they could pick up.
Probably some psychotic insomniac.
I think he was. But hey. We'll take the listeners where we can get them.
Maybe that's demographic we should be going for.
Yeah, and I went through the whole spell. I was like, check us out at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com. He said, I don't have a computer. I can't get to anywhere. So anyway, it's been a crazy, crazy week. But
it has been crazy.
I'm glad it's over, and I'm glad we're back. And if Charles would stop mowing for 5 seconds.
Oh, my God. Well, so, but anyway, you know.
I'm so sorry, dear. I did not mean to interrupt, dear. I just got pricked by a rose thorn.
Dear, I was ready a bandage kit with you, dear.
Oh, I always have one of those, dear.
I knew you would have proper bandage etiquette at all times, girl.
Oh, here, come here. Will you clean this off for me?
Oh, my God. Well, I don't even know what did they have? Why?
Why are they doing so much gardening right now?
Why are they
things
gardening?
Things are going on all around us.
But anyway, I was just about to say something about jail and... It's a big thing about life. Oh, you and how we applaud your efforts to grow and change as a human being.
I grow.
You're no longer. He's given up drinking.
I have. I thought that was the last straw. You know, it was the last chandelier to be broken. So I've given up alcohol for good.
It's like if you knew the Hamburglar and he one day said, "Guess what? I'm over hamburgers."
You'd be shocked.
I had my last one. You'd be like, huh? You?
I know our listeners like, I don't even believe it, but it's true.
I don't believe it.
I've given up alcohol.
Now, why would they not believe the many, many things that we've told them?
It's all true.
We're going to lose weight. We're trying to eat better. We're going to eat right and exercise.
Well, this one is the truth. I can guarantee it. Anyway. Oh, the gospel.
That was
truth
a grave
right
opening nearby. One more. Okay.
So many graves.
Cover somebody. Put dirt in these graves so they stop opening. Anyway, I want to tell you, you got to tell the big life event from your life. Uh-huh. Well, I've got one too, mister.
All right, what you got?
As you were in that cushy Busheltown lockup, one night, okay, I'm leaving the studio, right? Speaking of locked out, I locked my keys in my car.
Uh-huh.
I'm leaving the studio, Crockpot's gone, Mr. Snodbottom's gone, everybody's not here, except for Charles the contractor.
Of course.
So
he's only not here when we need him.
Well, he was waxing his shillelagh in the lobby. You know, he likes to do that.
Uh-huh.
And I said, put down the shillelagh wax for just a second. And so anyway, now he had gone out to the car. We were both left. And so I got him. I said, can you just take me home? I have an extra key in a hidden place, in my apartment.
Bad idea, I can tell you right now.
No, I didn't want to say it. They'll never guess it's under that mat. But anyway, so I could get into my studio apartment above the fish hatchery. Mm-hmm. That was not a problem, but I had to get home. And so it was so late. I was here just tirelessly working on something for this show. Who knows what?
Always working on the show.
Yeah, I never stop, really. And so anyway, it was so late, and he drove me home. I got in his truck, and I dozed off in the truck.
Oh, God.
And instead of... take it like saying, okay, wake up, we're here. He just lets me sleep in the truck
Oh my God.
All night.
Oh, all right. My God.
Cut to...
I wonder what that stench was on you.
Cut to 24 hours later after I wake up. First off, I wake up, I'm like, why the hell didn't you get me out? He just cracked the window like I'm a dog.
What was he doing,
lot.
Just staring at you?
Well, he'd gone inside to his house. I just woke up, you know, in the hot...
Where the hell am I?
Heat of the day in the truck.
Oh, my God.
But anyway... that's not even the worst part. The worst part is a day later, I realize I have all of these itchy bites all over my body.
What were they?
I got bed bugs from Charles the Contractor's truck.
God.
From falling asleep in
his truck?
From the cab of his truck. They were.
God.
So if he offers you a ride home,
I'm not taking.
Decline
it.
That
I
shit.
Would walk before I rode with him. I can't believe that you took the ride.
I thought here he's being a good Samaritan.
Oh my God.
It's like I'm living a Sunday school lesson here, and then I wake up and it's like I got the damn plague.
Oh my God. Does he just live with bed bugs?
I don't know. I don't even want to know.
I
wouldn't ride that mower either because they say that they don't live on you, bed bugs, but I bet on him they do.
Do they? Well, could they get on us? Can they get on me?
Only if they're in the truck. And here's the thing about bed bugs is they can live forever without feeding.
Oh, my God.
And so they might just be laying in wait for you anywhere.
Oh, I'm terrified.
As I found out when I had bites all over my body.
He is always all over my desk in the recording studio with dropping something. I bet there's bed bugs all over my chair now.
He is. He did clean up. He cleaned up that big jar of honey mustard that you spilled this morning.
I didn't spill that. What a clown he is, Cliff.
Clown!
Oh, but we gotta take a break.
It's already... No, Kendall. No, we can't take a break.
Can't do that.
Because we're outside, we can do whatever we want.
I didn't mean to get you all excited.
He's shirking his hosting duties just because we're out of dough.
Dear, now we mustn't be skimping on quality, dear, just because we're outside.
That's what I've been saying.
I'm sorry. I thought we were like late in the show. We've been going on forever. I thought it was time to take a break.
Kendall,
you
may be fat and unattractive, but you're no James Corden.
Oh, God.
Anyway, this is a show about clowns.
Oh, dear, I love clowns, dear. They bring so much enjoyment here.
Oh, dear, you know, I love it when you put on your grease paint, dear.
Oh, dear.
Your rubber nose.
Oh, my goodness. Where are we going with this?
It's always good for a chuckle, dear.
Oh, dear, you know, I love clowning around.
All right, why don't y'all go trim that hedge over there?
Oh, dear, quite right, dear. We'll be right back.
Oh, where my shears, dear.
All right, so clowns.
Clowns.
What if you? This is a show about clowns.
Yeah, we're finally getting to that.
Yeah. What have you said about them?
Well, I haven't said anything about them yet. Right. I'm getting to that.
All right.
I got so much to say about clowns, Cliff. You know I do. First of all, you know there are clown commandments.
Oh, honor the big floppy shoes.
No, there are. You know, there's like clown college, right?
Yeah, I do that.
I actually knew somebody when I lived in L.A. that was a Ringling Brothers clown that went
to
clown college.
Really? Yep. Did he graduate summa cum bozo?
I don't know. I think he did have a funny joke that I can't remember now. But no, he could like balance a ladder on his chin, like a 10-foot ladder.
Damn.
It was impressive.
Kendall.
They have all these rules to live by, like... You know, learn to apply your makeup in a professional manner.
Do it professionally, for God's
sake. Here's one for me. I will neither drink no alcoholic beverages nor smoke while in makeup or clown costume.
You didn't even know you were following the clown commandments.
I'm a clown at heart.
You are. A clown, a whale, clown whale. Anyway, Kendall, did you know that...
Kendall, did you know?
People have a clown fear. Do you have a clown fear?
I don't, but I do know people that have a clown fear. Like, so much that I can't talk about them and it scares them.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, because when I was a very young child, I remember my grandmother and aunt taking me to the mall in the 80s. And there was a clown giving out balloons, and I was just so petrified.
Really?
That they had to take me out and sit in the car. Just like I was in the car, got damn bed bugs from Charles Conner. But no bed bugs from that time. But yeah, they had to take me out because I was so afraid of clowns.
Are you now?
No, no.
I had
like a pull string clown, like as a kid, like a toy.
Like a scary one?
People would think it was today.
Yeah.
But I had it and I liked it, and I remember a cousin used to come over for sleepovers, and sometimes he would find it and he would like roll over on it in the night,
and
it would go
Oh, that's terrifying.
Because it wasn't a string. It just had like a thing you push.
I might have had a clown phobia had that happened. Now, I did, when I was younger, I remember very vividly. This is one of the few things I remember when I was a child. But I remember, I think it was because of the Stephen King movie. That, and I think we talked about this in the air before. But I remember like Ronald McDonald had scared me for a while. And I remember like...
pollen. There's pollen.
They're his pollen. And all those grass clippings flying in her face.
I wish Charles would aim the blower away.
Our field is like 5 foot by 5 foot. I don't know how he's cutting grass so long. I think he's just going in circles. But I remember as a kid, like I would have nightmares that Ronald McDonald was like in a... heating vent outside under the ground. He was like,
"Well, that's because of it.
He
came up in like the storm drain."
But I'm fine with him now. I love him because it's me and the magician community and the clown community are very close.
I love more.
It's like a 12-step process from clown to magician.
It's a 12-step program.
Well, I'm in that too now.
Oh God, Kendall, did you know this? That the earliest clowns, you know, mankind has just had a long-standing love affair with clowns.
The earliest of clowns.
They were in ancient Egypt around 2400 B.C. Can you imagine King Tut probably
Tut.
He probably had clowns at his little teenage birthday party.
Teenage birthday party.
Anyway, Kendall, it is time for segment. It's time for a segment. Mr. Snodbottom, he's making it. Don't make that signal with shears in your hand.
I told him not to do that.
Sorry about that, Dale.
Oh, I think he trimmed off one of Mrs. Spider Butter Bertrand's earrings.
Ooh, ouch.
Oops. But anyway, it's time for a segment that I like to call Fill in the Blank.
Blank. I love it, Cliff. Let's fill in some blank. All right.
Even though we're outside, this is a lesson of perseverance
to everyone. Persevering.
We're like Abraham Lincoln.
I often think of myself as Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, because you wear that stupid hat.
Uh-huh. 4 score and 7 pounds ago.
Oh, God.
Cliff, there are two types of people in this world. People who hate clowns and blank.
And assholes.
No. I was starting with an easy one. The blank was clowns.
Oh, and clowns.
People
themselves.
That hate clowns and clowns.
Oh, I got it.
There you go.
Oh, Charles, I think he ran out of gas.
He's taking a break.
All right.
I think he needs a drink or something. I think he's going to need a beer.
Well, you left a lot behind. I can only drink so many myself. Kendall, there's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold. She's buying a stairway to blank.
Heaven.
Oh, you're right.
Oh, good. I was like, surely it can't be that. It's too easy.
Surely.
Surely.
Don't call me Shirley.
But the role of a clown.
I always liked Laverne more. Also because she got to wear a big L on her shirts. Don't you wish, maybe we could wear like just a shirt with a big C or a big K?
I'm sure we've done that at some point in the past 8 years.
Why, when we guest hosted Wishletown Hello, why didn't I have a shirt with a big C on
it? I was about to say we had big of our faces on each other's shirts. So that's close
enough.
That was
great.
It was great. It's
that was
scary
audience,
as hell and great.
Pleasing.
Yeah, so go to YouTube and look up Bushletown Hello. Say if you've missed any of those, because they are great.
If you're one of the 100% of the population who has yet to tune in.
Hey, you can only go up with your rating.
You can only go up.
All right. The role of a clown and blank are the same. It's to elevate the possible and to relieve suffering.
Oh, and the talk show host.
No, close. Physician.
Physician.
That was said by good old Robin Williams in Patch Adams.
Oh, what a wonderful
beautiful
world.
Moment.
Kendall, never eat more than you can blank. And that was said by Miss Piggy.
Oh, never eat more than you can lift.
Then you can lift, baby.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh. Good.
There's leaves falling on our soundboard.
Look
over
at me.
Here.
I know. It looks like it's going to rain.
Oh, look at
it. It's going to start pouring down and we're stuck outside. It's going to be great.
We can only hope.
All right. It is cooling it off.
Could be worse. Could be raining.
Don't say that. Is it your turn?
No.
No, it's my turn.
I gave the wonderful crowd pleasing
right,
Miss
Muppets.
Piggy quote.
It's odd the things that people remember. Parents will arrange a birthday party. Certain it will stick in your mind forever. You'll have a nice time, and then 2 years later, you'll be like, there was a pony there? Really? And a clown with one blank? That was David Sedaris. Said
one testicle.
No, one leg.
Oh.
Close.
You know, I bet that the person, I bet they only had one testicle. The person who named the Uniball pins.
They're like, I got it. I got this great name.
We'll name him after my old college nickname, Uniball. Anyway, Kendall, make blank, and the whole world will conspire to call you a gentleman. And that was said by the Clifton Kendall of his time, Mark Twain.
Make peace.
Make peace, no. Make money.
The next thing I was going to say was dessert.
Make dessert. This is, I can't believe there's this cool breeze coming through.
I know, this is great. I'm sure there's some demon coming through with it.
Don't you wish it was late October?
Oh, God, I do, and I wish the air was
no matter
chilly.
What, yeah.
No matter what we have to put up with.
Yeah.
All right, that's all the blanks I got to fill in. You got another one?
Shit. One more.
All
one
right.
more blank.
Blank it up.
Sorry, everybody. This outside show is running long. Kendall.
To take it.
We have met the enemy, and he is blank.
Fat.
Oh. In this case, it is, yes, because he is us.
Oh.
So us, Cliff and Kendall, are synonymous with fat.
Well, there you go.
And I have to take a weeping break behind that bush over here.
I do too. It's starting to thunder. We'll be right back after this.
All right.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Don't you just love this new toothpaste with my dress? It's the new mint flavor Crest. Or do you prefer the regular Crest? I know both have cavity-fighting fluoride, but the new mint flavor, I don't know, it just makes me feel so wild. Of course, the regular Crest makes me feel wholesome.
Look, they both fight cavities, so use one for your uppers and one for your lowers. Then wear the dress with sneakers.
Oh, you are not going to want to miss this. Let's get back to Cliff and Kendall coast to coast.
Welcome back. Oh, thank you, Mrs. Just jumping right in there.
Doing a good job, bud.
Oh, thank you. Right, we're not used to having these people around while we were doing the show.
I think he's gotten tired of pruning. He's just sitting over there under that tree.
I thought he was asleep.
He does look a little bit like Newton there, sitting under that tree, waiting to discover gravity.
Well, he's going to discover something like bowels.
Oh, boy. I love gravity, boy.
We know you do. Oh, Cliff, do you know what a group of clowns is called?
Do you know where you're going to?
A group of clowns. What would you call it for a clown?
A pride of lions, a smack of jellyfish, and a bazinga of clowns.
Oh, no.
No, they call Charles it, the contractor.
Stop it.
He started mowing again.
They call it a clown alley. An alley of clowns.
Clown alley.
Yep. I thought you'd enjoy that.
Sorry, baby. This is Clown Alley.
It's also the name of the favorite bar I used to go to.
Where everybody knows your name. Oh, Kendall, I'm so glad you brought this up, even though I know nobody but me will be glad about this.
Here we go.
Recently, I've been going through all the Frasers on TV, and Kendall has very limited and unremarkable experience on television and on movie sets and things. And so I thought I would ask you. I was watching Frasier, and it was raining outside. And obviously, it's on a studio. How do they make it rain, and where does the water go?
Where does the water go?
I mean, I get where it comes from. It comes from, like, a pipe or something, but where does it go?
Well, on a real movie set, they have a little basin underneath the window that catches it, and they'll have a little rain bar that just sprays some water, and it just hits the glass and trickles down. And that's it. It's just a little water on the glass.
Okay.
But on the set, it looks like it's pouring outside.
Okay. What it was on Frasier.
Yeah, when I did it in film school, I got it all over the floor, and the whole wood warped up, and I almost got expelled from school. So there's that little tidbit for you.
Oh, my God. I'm so glad you brought up school and college. Because there's something else I wanted to tell you.
So many stories.
First, even though it is clouding up around here, I'm still wearing sunglasses. Because
yes, you are.
And I feel, okay, so many thoughts. I feel, like I'm a rock star on the inside. And even though I'm just a morbidly obese, middle-aged man on the outside, I feel like I'm a super rock star. I'm like the lead singer of that band who break on through to the other side. Don't you think I am?
You gotta have a delusional.
You think of my spirit, that's what you think.
Your spirit animal is a rock star.
Yeah.
Yes.
And so I do love to wear sunglasses all the time. Uh-huh. But I was laughing earlier today because I was thinking about sunglasses and wearing them inside. Because I've been known to wear, like, keep them on in the store.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't want to be recognized, which is true. I don't.
For other reasons than you may think.
For plenty of reasons. Lots of them. Let alone this horrible show that we did.
Oh, ouch.
Ooh, baby. Too close to home.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, though, I was reminded of school when we had that stupid film business class, and we had to give a pitch for, like, turning a book into a movie. And,
oh my God, I forgot all about that.
Well, anyway, the funniest part was that guy who used to sneeze all the time when he went.
Yeah, him.
He would sneeze for, like, absurd lengths of time. It was like a vaudeville routine.
I was never even more angry in my life.
But it was insane. But he went up and he did his whole presentation with sunglasses on.
Oh,
and it's
I remember
inside
that.
Inside at night.
Oh my God, I remember that.
Do you remember that?
Yes.
And
yes.
So, me being the person that I am, I went, like, right after him, and I kept my sunglasses on the whole time, too.
I remember that. I was like, God, Cliff is just doing it in spite of him now.
I must have just been a joy to be in class with.
Oh, you were a joy. And that was only as a fellow student. I can only imagine what the teachers felt.
I can only imagine.
Now, I know we have just barely touched the surface of clowns, but I got a story that you made me think of when you said that. Or not a story, but more of an observation.
Okay.
You know, I used to wear sunglasses all the time, and I would try to wear them inside, and I thought, I feel like people, like, look at me like, oh my God, I hate that guy.
They look at me and, like, I wish I was as cool as him to keep his sunglasses.
I did not look like that. They looked at me like, what is that idiot doing?
Uh-huh.
So, but now I wear transition, which now all coolness is gone, because now I wear transition glasses.
Definitely.
I'm just an old man. But when people see me now, because they stay transition when I walk in. So for like 10 minutes after I walk in the store, everybody's looking at me like, okay, those are the stupidest looking sunglasses I've ever seen, and why is he wearing them indoors?
Well,
but now I feel really stupid.
Nothing against transitions, because I totally get it. And if I had glasses, I might have them.
And they're a pain in the ass.
But there is no coolness.
No, there's no coolness.
And they're, like, in the middle of a transition now.
Yeah, because I'm outside. It's, like, half dark.
Yeah.
I know. I'm an idiot.
I think to myself, we're doing a show.
I think of how weird it is, Cliff.
Oh, it's weird. Do you want to save your weird news?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I was thinking we got a lot. We talked a lot.
Okay, save that. Just put that in your pocket there.
Okay.
And let's go to...
Shout outs.
All right, our wonderful shout out segment.
Let's do some shout outs.
Let's do some.
All right. Everyone just turned off, but I got some shout outs. So first of all, I want to make a shout out to Ernest Tufard here in Busheltown, who has decided to become Busheltown's very own first plus size male ballet dancer. And he's actually not bad, Cliff. I don't know if you've seen him, but he has an upcoming performance over at the Potter Butter Butter Churn Center for the Arts, and it's going to be glorious.
Oh, okay. They're doing Swine Lake.
Right? Yes, yeah.
Okay. That'll be great. So, well, I want to give a shout out. I don't know if you're ready for this or not.
I don't know if you're ready for that jelly.
I want to give a shout out to somebody who has just been snubbed.
Uh-oh.
And passed over.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
No. This is the only time. I'm still not over his many snubbings.
Uh-huh.
And, ooh, it burns me alive. Think of all the times Jake Gyllenhaal's been snubbed for Oscars. For Oscar nominations, I tuned into the damn nomination, so I'm snubbed live on TV.
Oh, my God. I did not mean to bring
that
up. I thought that's for sure what you were talking about.
Big crater in my wall. But anyway, I am mad about that snubbing. And I do give a shout out to Jake Gyllenhaal for the classy way that he just held his head high.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, this snubbing is you. You have been snubbed again. I know that your fingers were crossed.
Mm-hmm.
That this year you would be named Busheltown's Man of the Year by the Busheltown Man of the Year Committee.
Well, yeah.
You had your fingers crossed. Don't say that you didn't.
I would love it. It'd be an honor, but you know.
I know that you... I saw the application that you had on your desk.
Well, you know, Crockpot helped me fill it out.
Well, yeah. Good for her. Where is she with the damn keys?
I don't know.
This is 45 minutes of lawn mowing. But anyway...
Listeners are going to love it.
Kendall... was snubbed, everybody. So I give a shout out to him for holding his head high for Man of the Year. Well, it was given again to Freddie Ferrari, who is, of course, the puppeteer behind the old Mule Flappy on Channel 81. He's been chosen Man of the Year in Busheltown again. But anyway,
Man of the Year. He's behind a brick wall with a puppet.
Kendall, don't.
I'm sorry. It took a little bitter.
Let's not be that way.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But anyway, I'm shouting out to you for being. Well, I was shouting out to you.
I'm just kidding.
A thing or two from Jake Gyllenhaal in his class.
Oh, I'm just joshing you. Well, thank you for the shout out, Cliff.
You're welcome.
It means a lot. I know I'm the Man of the Year here.
You're.
Thanks for agreeing. Cliff, I was going to give a shout out to Charles.
Oh.
Because he finally, he finally fixed that hole in your wall at the fish hatchery.
Yeah.
However,
under
he
my
did.
Harry. Now, instead of it being like an indentation in my Harry Styles poster, it's like a lump that juts out.
Well, of course. But then he also had put a new hole in your floor so you can like actually see down into the fish hatchery.
Yeah.
But
I didn't ask for that.
I do like the rug you got to cover. I did not know you could get a Jake Gyllenhaal rug with his face on it.
You can. And I'll never remember. I'll never forget, right?
I'll never remember.
I'll never forget it, you know, when you brought that rug over because they delivered it to your house because you know somebody had to be there to sign for it.
Uh-huh.
And I was
I don't know
library.
Why I had to be there to sign for the Jake Gyllenhaal rug.
Because it's very valuable.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, we just fought and fought about the placement of that rug.
Anyway, as we do so often.
But I said, damn it, it is my studio apartment. I want Jake Gyllenhaal's face looking at me when I'm on the bed, not on the sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it.
Damn
anyway, it. Speaking of damn things, I want to give a shout out to the library interns. You know, at the library where I donate most of my time, we've had some interns that are working for us. They've been third graders who they come over after school and they shelf books.
Mm-hmm.
They put out periodicals and, you know, they grease up those things that you put the newspapers in. But anyway, we had them, you know, their school year's ending, Busheltown. Elementary is getting out for the summer right now. And so our third grade interns are leaving us. And so I just want to give a shout out to them. They have been so much fun, so much help. But anyway, Kendall, it was really funny because at the library the other day, there was one of the librarians who was like, let me take your picture with some of the interns. And so, of course, I'm so fat. I'm so huge. So I'm like, well, let me see if I can get down to like their level. And so I like put my whole body like behind them, try to like, you know, jut out my face real far. And I still just look like John Candy's corpse propped up there between them.
Oh my God.
What a damn shame.
Well, that was a very nice shout out, Cliff. I have one final shout out to Sheriff Frogblast, who has filed a motion to turn the abandoned Walgreens into an indoor water park. You know, he said that the water park is a lot more fun for Busheltown with their families, and he wants to stop the crime going on there and clean up the dangerous level of expired shampoo bottles that could explode at any minute.
I think that sounds great.
Isn't that fun?
I think that sounds great. I've never seen him. You know, he doesn't speak as eloquently as he writes.
No, he does not.
But anyway.
Well, that was a prepared statement from the
Sheriff's
Department.
Just from the team. There. I want to give a shout out to the inventor of Elastic. Because
we need to have been, he needs to be our sponsor, not just a shout out.
Yeah, as a morbidly obese man,
in
these hot, hot, humidity filled summer months, the three H's of Busheltown, hot, hot humidity. I just wish everything was elastic. When I'm volunteering at the library, I have to wear these long pants, and they're so hot and just unforgiving on my giant fat stomach. And now that, you know, when I get home from there, I can put on the elastic waist.
Thank God for elastic. What the hell Charles. Is he doing? What? There's nothing left to cut.
Where does Charles get the nerve?
Well, that's all the shout-outs I got for
you. All right, I got one more. I want to give a shout-out to Madonna, who just inspires me every day. And every day in every way, I'm inspired. And I loved her Prince tribute. Did you see the Prince tribute?
I haven't seen it yet. I wanted to watch it, though.
Purple rain.
We're about to have some purple rain, which is not sad, but this music is.
This music is sad.
It says Mr. Snotbottom has fallen asleep over there for sure now.
No.
He's snoring loudly.
Oh, Mrs. Potiphar the Merchant, come over here real quick.
Oh, dear, yes, dear, what's going on, dear?
Oh, now don't wake Mr. Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry,
I see
dear.
He's taking his afternoon nap.
Dear, it's normal everyday nap.
Now, I did see you. What is that kind of bush over there that you've been pruning with all those blooms on it?
Oh, dear, that is an azalea bush, dear.
An azalea bush.
It's beautiful, isn't it, dear?
Oh, it is beautiful.
You have to prune it just right, dear. You have to be very careful when you're pruning it.
Oh, and look, you have azaleas all over your dress.
No, dear, well, of course. You have to be color-coded when you try to do gardening, dear.
Well, I love
it. I have
it.
This one in my car ready to go.
Oh, how wonderful.
That is a wonderful thing.
When I think to myself, what a wonderful thing.
Oh, dear, you do serenade me, dear.
Well, you're welcome. All right, I am Cliff.
Oh, and I'm Kendall.
Oh, and I'm Mrs. Butterbutter Churn, dear.
Oh, great. And that's it.
We'll see you here next week. Oh, here comes Crockpot. Oh, but it's about time.
It's all right, Crockpot.
Listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.